Thank you for calling Charger. This is Lewis.
Hey, Lewis. It's Nadine. How are you?
Hey, Nadine. We finally get connected.
I'm like, tag, you're it. No, I'm just joking. How's your Friday been?
Not bad. Not bad. A little slow today, but...
Okay.
You know, but we're here to fix that, right?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So I know you mentioned in the email that you had some more questions, you know, the other things you wanted to talk about. So what else could I address for you?
Right. Well, it wasn't so much as far as questions, you know, just one or two. You know, mainly, you know, I reviewed what you had sent over, and I kind of wanted to, you know, to talk to you while I had it up on my computer.
Okay.
That helps jog my memory a bit. Let me get logged in. I was trying to update my Google account here, and
okay.
I kind of lost everything. So, let's see.
I can't believe how fast March is flying by.
Oh, I know. When I was a youngster, my dad told me that he said, older you get, faster it goes. And I believe in
It's so funny. I think our parents are locked because I used to hear that too. My mom says, once you hit 50, it's all downhill from there. I'm like, don't say that.
Yeah, well, I guess when we're young, we're impatient. We want everything right now. You know
what? You are absolutely right. I will never forget. I couldn't wait to be 18. I couldn't wait to be 21 and do my own thing. And my mom's like, okay, remember that when you're paying bills and when you have kids. And I'm like, oh, I will. Because I can run myself. And I was like, man, I wish I could be a kid again and not worry about bills and everything else that comes along with it.
that's absolutely right. The old cliche goes, you know, get a job, move out while you still know everything.
Right? That is so true.
And you get out in the real world and find out you don't know much of anything.
Oh, no. And my mom used to always say, do you think I have these gray hairs for no reason? You know, and I would always tell her, I will never tell my kids what you say to me. And, oh, no, I say the same thing.
Yeah. So you see these gray hairs, they're your fault.
Yeah, I tell my kids all the time, especially my daughters. It's always, you know, you don't look at it this way. You're so old-fashioned. You're so negative. And I'm like, I'm not negative. I'm a realist. Okay? Your bills are your priority. Your children are your priority. First and foremost, God is your number one, right? But then these things have to be taken care of before you decide you want to go buy a ridiculous cost for a Disneyland pass. For the year. That is like insane to me. Oh, you don't understand. It's a way for me to get my kid. And I'm like, no, not when you're coming to me to pay your car insurance. Then no, it's not a necessity. But what do I know?
Yeah, exactly. What do we know?
Yeah.
We're old fashioned. We don't understand.
Oh, yeah. That's why I just, my oldest especially, she's 32 and it's like, oh my God, Cynthia, when are you going to grow up? You got two kids. I don't understand. I'm like, where did I go wrong with this one? You know, but my mom says you raise your kids, you teach them right from wrong. But when they get to an age, they have a mind of their own and they're going to do what they want to do. I'm like, well,
that's right. Yeah. hopefully at some point they realize before it's too late, you know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I just think sometimes she has her priorities kind of mixed up. So, you know, my mom says, pray. I said, yeah, no kidding.
Okay, well, I've got it pulled up here,
okay.
Nadine. I'm looking
all right
at you know, the ideal price and package, you know, which is, I mean, it's pretty much everything that we had spoke about.
Yes.
One of the questions that I had, right,
okay,
is, I mean, you know, there's no term on this. There's no contract on this or anything like that for any specific amount of time.
No, the right. only thing that I verbally will ask you for, we call it a 3-month verbal commitment. Okay. So
right.
basically we tell you, stick it out with us for 3 months, right? In fact, I even read it to you in a voice verification recording that is for your protection, and it'll outline our service agreement. Now,
right.
let's say, right, you decided, listen, I want to cancel after, you know, 60 days, okay? You will
right.
have an early termination fee, right?
Okay.
If you canceled after 90 days, there's absolutely no termination fee. We just part as friends. Simple as that.
Okay.
Okay. So we don't like to hold people to contracts, and I'll tell you why. You should stick it out with a company because the program's working, right? The reason that we ask for the 3 months is to be able to compare 1 month to the other. That's going to be the best way with any type of marketing for you to know if it's even really working or not, right? And because a lot of this doesn't happen overnight as well, but we prefer to earn your business. Because as long as our program's working for you and you're successful, that's going to equal our success. So it's not a contract, but it is a 3-month verbal commitment that I will ask you for.
Okay. And I mean, that's understandable. I mean, I've got my own 90-day program that I live by.
Uh-huh.
Know. Is that you don't know anything about anything for at least 90 days. You know,
right.
even my hiring practices, you know, if I, you know, you can hire somebody, I mean, they can walk in and it's like there's God's gift, you know, to you and all like that. But you don't really get to know them until you spend a little time, you know.
Yeah.
you know, because everything can be nice and rosy at the beginning, but after a while, that's when you start seeing the true nature of, you know, of people.
Or the bad habits, or the little slack in something, or, you know. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And I would say that
yeah.
that's generally, that's a good rule of thumb to have, you know. Even like you said, even with your hiring, right, you're going to really know what kind of a worker are they. Because you know what, someone could be, I mean, just going above and beyond that first month. But then what happens in those next 2 months? Are they going to still keep that same energy?
Well, it's like I said, that's when the true colors start to show, you know. And, you know, if there's not, you know, not much drop off or anything like that, well, you might have made a good hire. But,
right.
you know, typically after about 90 days, you know, you'll start seeing the signs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same way, you know, with programs and all like that. They take a little time to develop to see what they're truly for. Like, you know, when we spoke last week, you know, about, you know, our involvement with, you know, with Angie and Home Advisor and
yeah.
stuff like that. Well, you know,
uh-huh.
Well, I just sent them an email this morning, you know, because, I mean, I've only been back with them for a couple of weeks now. You know?
Okay.
And you know, we're starting to see, you know, some of the, you know, the drawbacks, you know, starting to remember why I left them the first time.
Yeah.
You know, we're getting leads, you know, charged leads, you know, for people that we can't even get, that we can't even talk to.
That's
you know,
tough.
Right. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, I let them know it this morning, you know, cause they asked for a review. So I gave them one. And,
uh-huh.
You know, and say, I don't think I should be paying for leads for customers that won't take my call, you know, and, you know, so, I mean, if, you know, so I actually went on Angie myself. I went ahead and I was going to do my own, you know, lead search and all like that just to see. And it's, you know.
To kind of test it?
Yeah, just to kind of test it and all like that, you know, and all of the pages you got to, because they ask a lot of questions, you know, and I understand they're trying to narrow down what it is that, you know, that you're looking for, as, you know, as a customer that's looking. And, you know, after about 6 or 7 pages, it was like, you know, no, but there's nothing in there, you know, that's, you know, telling the customer that, you know, to be expecting a call or anything like that. I actually got a call yesterday, a lead from them yesterday that I was actually able to talk to the client. First time. This is my sixth or seventh lead from them. First one I got to talk to the client.
Uh-huh.
You know, so,
well, thank goodness,
know,
so, right?
You know, but I mean, the same thing. I'm gonna stick it out with them, you know, for a couple of months and see what happens, see where it goes, you know, and, see what they do to try to, you know, possibly, you know, improve my experience. If not, then, you know, I won't be long with them either. So, cause like you said, if it's not working for me, then it's just costing me.
Yeah. Yeah, and you've been with them how long now?
I just been back with them for a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I mean, maybe they can make these minor adjustments, right? And, you know, and then you can start hopefully getting some more connection. Like, I feel like as long as you have them on the phone, you know, you know what to do. You know how to sell yourself.
Exactly. That's it. I mean, if I'm talking to them and I can't, you know, schedule an appointment or something like that, that's on me, right?
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, so I get it that, okay, you know, I talked to a customer, I blew it, don't like that, okay. But I pay for the lead, you know, but,
mm-hmm.
Not charge me for a lead. Cause I mean, it's kind of the same thing where, you know, when the call comes in, you know, it comes straight to my phone, you know, so I can click through to the customer and all like that. And most of the time, and we're seeing more and more of it, you know, when the customer's got call screen. And, you know, so tell them who you are, why you're calling, and all like that, and hopefully call you back. You know, that doesn't work. You know, normally they provide you with an email address. You send them an email message and, you know, let them know, hey, look, you know, we were matched with you, you know, for whatever it was that they had requested and all like that, you know, trying to get them, you know, to reach back out to us if we can't get them initially. And it's just crickets.
Mm.
So, you know, so
What are your lead costs? If you don't mind me asking, Lewis, like what's your lead cost range?
Well, it depends. In the, for electrical leads, you know, like that, say for electrical service, you know, so a wiring or something like that, it's usually, you know, $25-$30, somewhere around it, you know. You know, on, the AC, just like y'all's, the AC calls are a little higher.
Right.
You know, I had an opportunity come in this morning through them. It was not a lead. They'll send me opportunities for people that's, you know, outside of my service area in case I want to take it. So they don't charge me for those unless the customer contacts me. That I like, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I wish they would do them all that way. But, you know, so I went ahead and I accepted the opportunity under the condition that I'll only be charged if the customer provides me that contact, because they don't give me the contact information on an opportunity, only on the lead.
Right.
Okay. So if the customer, the customer reconnects or reengages and provides us, you know, a contact information where we can reach out, you know, then it costs. This particular
opportunity. Oh, okay.
Was a little over $40. You know, so.
Okay.
You know, so a little less than, you know, than y'all leads and all like that. But there again, I'm, so far, you know, I'm paying for leads and, you know, I haven't made the first dollar yet.
Mm.
And so I told them that too.
And I think it's fair to say, right? Like, you're not expecting like these grandiose results, right? You know, you are just starting, but it's the opportunities that you need to have that direct contact with that prospect on the phone, because you know that the rest is left up to you, right? You know the role that you play in closing your jobs, but just get me the person that I can talk to is what I need, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, so I mean, I understand, like, you know, businesses like, you know, like Angie, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, all of that, all they're doing is, you know, they're arranging a meeting. That's all that they're doing.
Yeah.
And
it's funny, yeah, because at least, you know, and I speak with a lot of business owners like yourself that have the same, you know, mentality, right? Like, it's like, you know, Nadine, I know it's up to me, right? But I just need the calls. And then I get a few of those every now and then that are like, well, I'm not getting the job. And it's like, okay, but it's showing that you're speaking with people. Well, yeah, but I'm not getting the job. But I mean, we can't tell you what to quote them, you know? And I've told some people, like, your quality work is your quality work, right? I would never ask you to, like, lower your prices, because they'll ask, do I need to give cheaper prices? Absolutely not. Maybe we need to look at your targeted areas. Like, if you work with the higher-end clients, then that's the areas you need to target, you know? And some business owners are like that. And other ones are just like, I don't care. I just want work, period, wherever it comes from, you know?
Right.
So, but in your industry, I'll tell you, you are like the arteries of the homes and businesses. No one's ever going to go out without their AC or electricity, you know,
and
along with plumbing. You know, I know that if my, you know, central air is acting up, trust and believe that I will be on the phone with the guy that installed it. I need you to get over here because it is urgent, right? My electricity goes out, we have a problem. You know, these are things that I can, especially with my husband, because he does dialysis, I have to make sure everything is running. And I'm talking about not just the AC. I mean, the AC also too, because he's got it. I can't always have like all the doors and windows open for him because of the dust. You know what I mean? So I have to be very careful with him, especially because the machine and all that. So that AC's got to be working properly, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even with the electrical, because he does dialysis at home, he does where he connects to the machine, and he has like this, it's not hemo, not with the blood. It's through a bag and solution that goes in and comes out, right? So he's got to have that running, or else we got to do manuals all night.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be doing manual all night. That's a big pain.
Yeah. I mean, we have like a lot of our clients and all like that, or, or seniors or medically dependent or both, you know, and we try to, you know, if it's an emergency for them, it's an emergency for me, you know,
yeah.
So we're always trying to, take care of people like that, because we understand, you know, it's not that it's, you know, I'm too busy to get out there or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll find a way.
Yeah.
So.
And then you said you had another question or?
Oh, let's see. Okay. We discussed the terms. Just looking through here, let's say it'll jog my memory here. All right, so first month we're looking at $500. All right, you know, the application fee that you said could take, you know, a few weeks.
Could take about 4 to 8 weeks, is what we always say, right? For the application process, once the application has been processed and it's complete, right, and you've been approved, then we'll charge you, you know, the pay per lead, right? It'll be on the monthly basis, okay? But they're going to call you first to notify you of the approval. And they always want to activate the leads within 3 days. But unless if you told us otherwise. Like if you said, listen, I need you guys to call me next week, or yeah, I'll be ready in the 3 days to go ahead and activate it. Then that's when they would activate it, right? Or follow up with you to see on the date that you want to activate it.
Right. Okay. All right. When we spoke the other day, all right, and this is where I'm going to kind of show my ignorance. You know, you said something about, did I tell you, I've been getting a lot of these calls. I had one this morning that, you know, I turned the guy away because he's just too pushy. And, you know, and I'm getting these calls, you know, because of something to do with my Google account or the fact that I have no presence on Google. I actually did a Google search, you know, just before you called back, just to see, you know, what was what. And so when I went on to the Google page, of course, the first thing that I see up there, Angie, Home Advisor, Thumbtack, you know, the lead generator. And then after that, you get down, you can go further down and start, filtering, it's okay, electricians in my location or near me or something like that. You know, and I get a list of, first thing I got was some electricians out of New Orleans. That's 50 miles away from me. And then so I narrowed it down a little bit more and I started getting the list, you know, of electricians in our area, you know, and my name is missing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So what do I need to do to correct that? You know, because obviously I have to have presence, you know, not only on the, paper plate, so to speak, but also, you know, for, my organic search optimization.
Exactly. So that's where that one package, where the one part of the package comes in, where we do the local listing programming and maintenance, okay?
Okay.
So what happens, Lewis, is that when someone gets verified on Google, right, like how you have that Google business profile, okay?
Right.
A lot of times that profile will get buried in the pages, right? You can imagine how many electricians or HVAC or, you know, different contractors there are out there, right? But what we do is we call it optimization. What it is that we are updating keywords, search terms, we are doing posting, updating photos on your listing, on that Google business profile, so that when someone is searching in particular for an electrician, they will see your company coming up as one of the top recommended options. Now, what they're going to see is once you're approved for the Google Guaranteed, right, the Google Verified program, they're going to see you at the very tippy top of the page, but then they're also going to see you in the local map section. Now, I will tell you this. I'm in California, so you know if I'm going to look to see who's coming up in your search results in your area,
right?
I actually have to perform the search as if I'm in your location. Otherwise, it's going to give me search results where I'm at. So
right.
I put electricians. Right. I put electricians in, and I don't want to mess up the city name. It's HOUMA. Is it Huma?
Close enough.
Okay. So I put that and I put Louisiana, right? Now,
right.
I see, of course, the very first ones that I see, right, is the guys that are part of the Google Guaranteed Paper Lead Program, which is like Shockwave Electric, which I feel those guys are pretty, they're a pretty big company, right?
They are. Let's just leave it at that. They are. But their market is a little bit different.
That's what I was going to say. Now, it says like they're authorized dealers of Briggs and Stratton. So, you know, it's just different, right? Or excuse me, that's for Adams Electric, right? Then you see the Ganga Torts, power systems. And then you see a few of these other guys that actually, I know they have their leads off because they're towards the bottom. So you got like Another Generation Electric, MK Electric Man, Doug's Electric, okay?
Right.
And these guys are part of that Google Guaranteed program. Now, when I look at the local map, okay, I also see Shockwave Generators. Now, these guys are actually, it's their sponsored ads. So let me tell you, those guys are doing Google Guaranteed. They're doing sponsored Google ads. And it looks like they're also doing local SEO. Okay? They're probably spending quite a bit of money. Right?
They're a big outfit.
Yeah. Now, I also see MK Electric, Skurlock, Shockwave again, Livewire, KGen, Wills Electric, Bayou, Black Electric, Benz Electric, Skurlock, Genka Tord, Tommy Electric, Gudry Electric, Tony,
Guidry.
And then Guidry. Tony James Electric, and then I see you right underneath of that. So you are part of the first page search results within your zip code, right? So in the local map section of Google, what that covers is anyone that is searching from within your zip code and about a 10, maybe even up to a 15-mile radius from where you're at is going to find you on that first page, and it's because that's what Google considers your local area, okay? Now, how do you get found outside of that? Well, how you do that is by running Google Guaranteed, that program, Google Ads, Facebook advertising. I chose this particular package for you because, number one, if you're going to do Google Ads, I am going to push for you to do the Google Guaranteed because it's one of Google's better products. And then the Facebook advertising along with the local SEO is a very good option for you. Complemented with both of these together, they work very well hand in hand. And so that's why I selected this particular package, because I feel Google Ads isn't going to give you the better conversion because it could be a bunch of clicks. You got to invest a lot of money in Google Ads to even get a good conversion rate. And I feel with the package that I'm offering you, having the platform of the Google Guaranteed leads, the Facebook advertising, and the local SEO combined is what's going to be the best suit for you.
Okay.
But, right. I mean, the other thing that we assist you with, too, is reviews. Reviews are the modern-day word of mouth. We need to get you those reviews, okay? So we have a tool that is super helpful where you could just put in your client's phone number or their email address and it will automatically send them a link to leave you a review. We encourage it because it's the modern day word of mouth. Someone who knows nothing about your company sees one review from someone who has used your services. I mean, you're going to open up a whole new door to their family and friends who are now going to know who you are. Just by reading a review. Okay? Now, if I'm looking for HVAC, I don't see you coming up at all.
Yeah, I didn't even try to search for HVAC.
Yeah, I tried it right now, and I didn't see you coming up at all for HVAC. So, again, that's going to be a keyword specifically that we're going to be using to help you come up in those search results for those services that are being searched as well. You might only have just electrician on there when you set up your Google business profile.
It's possible. Very possible. That's been a while. You know, I don't even remember when's the last time I even looked at that profile.
Really?
Right.
Well, listen, even being the last time that you don't remember looking at it, I mean, if I was looking for an electrician in your city, you're coming up. You know, so that's not a bad thing. And I know that you and I talked about, when I look back at my notes, so you stay pretty local. So what would be local for you, Lewis?
From, let's say, a radius of, you know, travel radius standpoint or something like that, probably 20 to 30 miles.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, then definitely this would be the most suitable package for you. Yeah, because local for me, because I'm in an area where there's like heavy populated, will always be different for someone else, right? Like local for me is going to be like 5 to 10 miles. 10 is really pushing it. To me, that's like too far. That's not local for me. You know? But for you, it's going to be different. Yeah.
You know, but that's typically our, you know, our travel radius. We travel outside of that. Yes, we do, but
depending on the job,
but
I would imagine.
Yes, exactly. But on a daily basis, so like that, especially from service standpoint, you know, it would be, you know, that would probably be it.
Okay. Yeah. That's good. So, you know, average, that's typically what you guys travel. Okay. And I know there's times like if someone, you know, if it's a really good job, right? I mean, you're willing, you know, to travel the distance.
Right.
If it makes money, then it makes sense, right?
Right. It's a, you know, bigger job or, you know, generator installation, which is, you know, it's something that we do, and that's where we compete with Shockwave, because they're predominantly a generator contractor. Even though they advertise themselves as an electrical contractor, they're predominantly generators. That's all that they do. You know, and they are part of a bigger company. You know, they carry multiple states, so they have their own systems. That's why they're, you know, they have such a, you know, a large marketing budget.
Got it. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Well, I mean, what are your thoughts on this program?
I'm, you know, I'm intrigued, you know, and I think we're probably gonna, you know, we're gonna give it a shot.
Okay.
You know, see what our next steps are.
Okay. So what the next steps would be is you and I, we verify information about the business, right? We want to make sure everything's listed correctly, okay?
Okay.
We go over billing, and before I even, like, process the transaction, I do walk you through what's called a voice verification recording, and it's going to basically outline our service agreement, billing date. When I walk you through it, I always like to let you know that if there's anything that you didn't understand, that you let me know. So that way we can go back and review it and then rephrase it, because I prefer that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process the transaction. Once that is done, then you and I are going to go over some notes for our technician, because you will have what's called a client interview and onboarding. Okay. That's going to be where the real magic happens. Not so much with me. So with this program, not only are you going to have an account man, a team dedicated to you, but you're going to have an account manager assigned to you. So it's that person that's going to kind of give you that white glove treatment, give you updates, your direct point of contact. Now, also, I will be sending you the application. Okay.
Okay.
There's going to be some things that will require, you know, like send us, you know, pictures of, and I'll give you a list, you know, we'd like for you to send us a picture of, you know, work tools, work equipment. Again, even though you're verified on Google, we still like to have these items in the back office, because if for any reason Google requires it, we already have it. We're not calling to bug you to get it to us.
Okay.
And then I'm always going to tell you, you know, to get this done within the first 7 days. Because if you don't, what happens is it delays things, right? But that's pretty much what you and I would be doing today if you're moving forward. Okay.
All right. Okay.
So are you ready to get this set up?
I am ready.
Oh. Okay. All right, Louis. So first off, I know you mentioned you spell your name Louis, correct?
Correct.
That's and your correct. Last name? This is just for the accountant here with us.
Okay. Last name is Valur. That's V as in Victor, A-L-U-R-E.
Okay. Perfect. And then now I have your email address. This is how we'll correspond with you and send your receipt to, as well as the application. That's L Valur, your last name, at
right.
chargerelectric.com. That's the email you
right.
want to use, correct?
Yes,
okay.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, I know the best number for us to reach you on is this one that you and I are speaking on, which is the 985-665-8115, right?
Correct.
Okay. There is a different phone number that I saw on your Google Business profile.
Right.
Okay. Now, is that typically the number that you have set up for the business? Let me pull it up here.
If you can pull it up and see, because the number that we're talking on is my cell phone.
Yes, correct.
All right.
And that'll always be the number that we'll call you on to reach out. The one that I actually see, Louis, it's 985-360-3034.
That's correct. That's our that's our main business line.
Okay, perfect.
But it also does ring to my cell.
Okay, good. So here's the thing. Google assigns a tracking number that's going to be linked to that phone number, okay? So this is how you're able to track your phone calls, the calls that are coming from the pay-per-lead program and the calls that are going to be coming from the Facebook ads or the Google local listing, okay? So even with the Google guaranteed leads, you're going to know it's actually a lead from that because you'll hear it say that it's a lead. Okay, so that's how you'll identify it on the phone. But you can also do it through your tracking and reporting system. I just want to make sure that this is the number that the tracking number is going to be linked to so that it goes to the right number. And what's great is because it also gets forwarded to your phone, right?
Correct.
So that's perfect. Okay, so let me just update that there. Now, I did see, let me go back here to your listing. 8966 East Park Avenue.
That is no longer a good address. I noticed that when I looked it up myself a while ago. I noticed that needed to be updated.
What is the address associated with your business?
All right. Well, I work out of my home.
That's okay.
My home address, 115. Estate Drive.
Estate, you said Drive?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Houma, Louisiana, 70364.
Okay. Estate, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then Drive. And it's giving me Rainsville, but you said a different city. What city was it again?
Houma. H-O-U-M-A. Yeah.
Oh, Houma. There we go. Yep, there it is. Okay. And that's 70364, right?
Correct.
Houma. Okay. Now, we're going to hide that address, okay, so that address does not show anywhere on Google, okay? So just an FYI, because of the fact that it's what we call a home office. So no one, you know, comes to you to purchase, like, materials or, you know, products, right?
That's correct.
You go to them. So they definitely want that address to be hidden. So I'm glad that we're going to go ahead and update that.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay.
I do also have a P.O. box that we operate for business mail. I don't know.
Yeah. Google, that's one thing I'll tell you, that they will not take a P.O. box. Okay. So, but you're good. Okay. All right. Now, confirm with me again the license that you have. Let me go back. Let me see if I even put it in my notes. I try to notate everything so I'm not, like, repeating myself. But it looks like I can't believe you need that you didn't put it down. Oh my goodness. Okay. So, I remember you saying, is it the mechanical contractor license that you have?
Well, I have both the electrical and mechanical.
You have the electrical and the mechanical. Okay.
Correct. It's one license, but they have both classifications.
Is it the electrical state? Was it the,
yes.
Hold on. The statewide one, right? I think it
correct.
Was. Okay. Yep, because I see it here. LA commercial contractor with mechanical work statewide. But you said you have the LA state mechanical license. Okay. How long have you been doing this now? If you don't mind me asking.
Since 1970.
No way. Really?
No. Yeah, I'm third generation electrician.
Wow.
I started when I was a kid. And
my dad
was an electrician, so I started learning from him.
Okay.
When I
so
when
you
I
learned
got
the
older,
trade.
I started
wow, and, that's awesome. It's so funny. I have a friend. He was telling me when he became an electrician, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'm even going to use the right terminology, but basically what he did is he said, Nadine, I was just learning, I guess, what do you call that? An apprentice or not the
right.
journeyman, something like that. You know what I mean, right? I'm probably using
yeah,
the wrong
sure.
terminology, but
yeah,
he said, you learn, he said, you learn really quick. How to operate with electricity. When you get electrocuted, you learn real fast. I could not stop laughing. He said, yeah, I learned really quick.
And you do.
What I did wrong, you know. I just couldn't stop laughing. I'm all, oh my gosh, you are so funny. Okay, so let's see here. My computer is just a little slow right now. Okay. All right, Lewis, I want to start going over just some notes, okay? And then we'll go, and then we'll do the billing in a second. But let's go
all
over
right.
some of your notes here. Okay. So let me put your Google business profiles right there. Your hours of operation right now, it shows 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. Saturday
correct.
And Sunday closed. Okay.
And that's office hours.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that doesn't mean someone's not going to, you're going to be working later or earlier, but I just want to notate that on there, that's how it shows. Okay. Do you want us to put it at the 30-mile radius, or do you want to kind of go over that during your client interview? You let me know.
Yeah, we'll do that over, during client interview.
Okay,
not sure,
perfect.
I mean, if that's something that's going to show up or anything like that, or if it's just something that the ads are only going to be visible in that radius.
Yeah, and I think I'm going to put, we'll discuss during interview, because even when you're doing the Google guaranteed, when you get approved
right.
for that, you can select the zip codes or even the counties that you want to target. Okay.
Okay.
You could be very selective.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay. Perfect. When we communicate with you now, do you prefer that it's phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What would be your preference?
You can do all three.
Okay.
The way that I work sometimes, like I said, as you found out, I'm not always able to get to my phone. All
right.
Because I do still work
yeah.
out with people. But if, let's say, for instance, you try to call and you can't get me, just send me a text message or leave a voicemail
yeah.
or send me an email.
And we'll
do
that.
I'm checking all of those daily several times a day.
Perfect. Yeah. And we know that because, sometimes people are just busy, right? You're like on a job. So you don't
yeah.
necessarily always have the time to just, answer a call. So as long as you
right.
respond to us within 24 hours, we're fine with that. Now,
right. And that, like yesterday when you tried to call me, you know, I was working on the generators on the job site.
And I figured that, and I thought, you know what? And I'll be honest with you, I was even late in calling you. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. But then I thought, you know, he's probably out on a job right now. So he'll call me or he'll respond when he has a minute, right? I mean, I figured that much.
Yeah.
Okay. And I think I had seen a Facebook page for you, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see. Let me go here. Copy paste. It always makes it easier when you do the copy paste rather than me typing up everything and then it sounds like I'm beating up the keyboard. Let's see. I thought I saw a Facebook page for you. Have you created a Facebook page for the business?
I have not.
Okay. Do you have a personal Facebook?
I do. I'm not active on it, but I do.
It's okay. It's okay. So I'm going to tell you what you're going to do, and our technician will walk you through it.
Okay.
We prefer, and they'll even send you step-by-step what to do. We prefer that you actually create your own business Facebook page, so this way you have the ownership and access to it. Now, all you have to do is create the shell of it. We can help you with adding the content, okay? So you're going to create it through your personal page, okay?
Okay.
And it's just, it's not that anyone's going to see your personal page, but it's just so that you have access to it, okay? So
okay.
I will let them know that you're going to need assistance with how to do that step by step. So that way they're aware. And then let me see here. And you don't have a website, right?
Not yet.
Okay.
Hopefully I'll have that done before the end of the month.
Okay. So we can also create you a temporary one until yours is completed and then we switch it out. It's up to you. It's not going to cost you more. Okay.
Okay. That's cool.
Do you want me to have them create one for you in the meantime while yours is, because I think you were updating yours, right, is what you had said?
Right. Yeah, it was
okay.
Very dated. And so I'm basically just building it. I've had to start over from scratch. I mean,
okay.
Right. See, I have two websites. One is hosted by Generac.
Okay.
Right? But I can direct that, to, you know, another website. Let's say if I have my main website, which is what I had intended to do when I get it done, I could actually direct that Generac hosted site to my main site. You know,
okay.
This is that page is, you know, something that Generac put together for us, you know, that we personalized and everything like that. So it's something to work with.
Okay.
You know.
So should I have them make the temporary one for you until yours is completed?
Yeah, because I
can,
whoever I'm talking to at that time, I can, we can do the temporary and then I can go ahead and direct the Generac site. That site, you know. I mean, I do have domain, you know, I do have my domains and everything like that, so.
I'm going to put house photos, and you have a business logo, too. Okay.
Yes.
All right. And then, okay, so we're doing the electrician vertical, so. Okay. Now, there are two different companies that Google uses, okay, to run the background check. Now, one is called Pinkerton.
Okay.
The other one is called Evident ID. Once our team knows who it is, they're going to notify you because you got to respond within real time, within 24 hours. Okay. Now,
okay.
I can't remember which one it is, but one might ask you, upload a front and back copy of your driver's license. The other one might ask you, or like your U.S. passport or your state ID, because they're identifying that it's you. right?
Right.
The other one will say, put your birth date, your social, because again, they're identifying it's you. We will let you know once it's going to be triggered to be sent to you, because you got to be on the lookout for that text message or email. Okay.
Okay.
So when we're talking about the HVAC, you said it's the LA State Mechanical Contractor License, correct?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So let me put that for the electro. That one's for the HVAC. Let me put that there. Okay. HVAC. That one. Okay. And then electrical. It's like, why can't it just be real simple? You know what I mean? Instead of all this verbiage. And then the electrical one, they gave all these different ones, but I think you said you had, it's the electrical contractor. Is it the electrical work statewide one?
Yes.
Because there's these, it's that one, right?
That's correct.
Okay. So let me put that there. All these different terminologies. I just want to make sure everything's correct on my end. Okay. Okay, and then you have your certificate of liability insurance. You do not have to endorse Google. That certificate of liability insurance on the application, we give you an example of the one that you need to upload. It's not all your pages. It's just one of them. Okay?
Okay.
And then this question does not apply to you. And then the other thing is, once we know that you've been approved, okay, and when they notify you, Google's also going to let us know, too, if you qualify, Lewis, for what they call max bidding, okay? What that means is that you can choose to either pay double or triple the cost of the lead to be closer to the very top. I'm going to be very honest with you. You don't have a lot of competition. Because
okay.
I was looking, and you know what I love about this, too, is that you can select the time of the day and the days that you want your leads turned on. Okay. Even when you pause your leads, your profile will still show, you'll just be towards the bottom of the Google guaranteed, which is still good because they can still see you. Part of that program. Okay. Okay. All right. Now we're going to start going over the billing, Lewis.
Okay.
So the card that you're going to put on file, is that card in your name, the business name, or in both?
Well, it's got both names on it.
Okay. How does your name read on there?
I usually, whenever I'm asked to use it, it's my name. Okay. It's
okay.
Lewis P. Valor III.
Okay. Which is the Roman numeral, right?
Correct.
Okay. And is it the same billing address as well?
Yes.
Okay. Does it have the company name on there, or you just typically, it's just your name?
It's just my name.
Okay, perfect. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
With the Visa debit.
Okay. And what is that card number whenever you're ready?
All right. It's 4930.
Mm-hmm.
2700.
Mm-hmm.
1111. 4671.
Expiration month and year.
Expires 5/28.
5/28. Okay. And the CVV code on the back?
446.
446. Okay. So I'm going to be walking you through, like I said, the voice verification recording as I am walking you through it, okay? And I'm going to do this before we even process the transaction because I need to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process that payment, okay? When I am walking you through it, should there be anything at all that you do not understand, you just stop me. You say, Nadine, wait, what does that mean? And what I'll do is I'll go back and review it with you and then rephrase it, okay? I just want to make sure, again, that you have a firm understanding before we process the transaction. Does that sound good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Lewis, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
L&V Electrical and Air Conditioning, LLC, doing business at Carter Electrical Services.
Perfect. Nate. Thank you. Okay, so it should read as Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning Services, or how do you want it to show on Google?
That's fine, just like that.
Okay, repeat that to me one more time so I can make sure I have it correct here.
Charger Electrical and Air Conditioning Services.
Okay, perfect. All right, let me just update that. Okay. Please state your name and title within the business.
I am the sole member.
And your name is?
Lewis P. Lollor III.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
I am.
To get results as fast as possible, Lewis, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, right now, I am going to text you our 877 number. Okay? Let me text it to you right now while we're on the phone. Now, I ask that you save our 877 number under our company name, Local Splash, okay? Because the calls will come from our customer service number when your account manager reaches out to you or one of our other team members, they will call you from the 877 number. So that's why I want you to make sure that you save it. And I'm going to repeat that number to you. That number is 877-635-6225. So make sure that you save that in your contacts under Local Splash. Okay?
All right. Give me that number again, 877.
635-6225.
Okay.
Okay. Now, always allow Local Splash to return all calls to you within 24 hours. Okay?
Okay.
Now, as a result of increased visibility, Lewis, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated, okay, to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify that the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, you can choose that it either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
All right. We'll use my mother's maiden name.
And what was her maiden name?
Sanders.
Okay. So any time that we call, like let's just say you get a call, someone saying they're Local Splash, but you're like, I don't know. Just ask, what's my security question? Now, if they hang up on you, Lewis, you know it wasn't us calling. If they refuse to give you that security question, then you go ahead and disconnect the call. Okay?
Okay.
Now, to give you an example, several of my clients get called by a company called Yelp, and basically Yelp, what they do is they do advertising on their specific directory listing. Now, if you ever get those calls and you should happen to be interested, okay, let me know because I can get you a discounted rate. Okay? Does that make sense on that one?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I'm sorry, repeat that, please.
Yeah, let me explain it first and then I'll repeat it. Okay, because I usually do. So what I'm saying here is this, like, we know you're doing Angie's, right? That you do that type of marketing. You're working on your website. But what we're saying is, before you do anything else, give us a heads up first so we can make sure that it's not a service that we're already providing, because we don't want you spending more money if you don't need to. Okay? That's what that means. So I'm going to go back. And then I'm gonna read it to you again, okay?
Okay.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include business license, proof of insurance, Google verification application, formerly known as the Google Guaranteed app, okay, and any other items recommended for the Google business profile verification. Now, we kindly ask Lewis that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documentation within this time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 6th, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $499. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement, so your monthly payment will automatically renew on the sixth day of each month in the amount of $249. That is a monthly recurring payment. Remember that we are not charging you for the leads yet until you are approved and our team calls you to notify you of the approval and when to activate your leads. Okay? So every six, you're paying that $249. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, make sure that you speak with a live representative if you need to cancel, okay? If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. If it's after the 90 days, there's no termination fee, okay? To prevent the charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your bill is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So now I'm just going to update this package. Excuse me. And then I'll process the payment, and then you're going to start receiving several emails and text messages, okay? Excuse me. And there's going to be 3 particular ones that you and I will go over, and then we'll schedule your client interview. Let me see what we have available. Let's take a look here. I feel like, I don't even know where Friday went. I feel like it just flew by. you got big plans for this weekend or just rest?
I'm always busy doing something.
Aw. Yeah, I think my husband's trying to go fishing. I said, go for it, you know.
I haven't been fishing in a long time.
I'm like, get him out of my hair for a little bit, you know.
Okay. Sadie, let me ask you a question real quick.
Yeah.
Not to interrupt.
Uh-huh.
Once we process this payment, I know you said I'm going to be getting some emails that we need to go over. Can we do that at another time? Because I just
we can. Yeah. In fact, I want to process your payment. I want to make sure that you at least get this receipt. And then let me do this. How does your schedule look for Tuesday, Lewis, for your client interview is what I'm talking about.
That's just Tuesday should be good.
Okay. What time works best for you? Do you want something like?
In the morning.
In the morning. I actually have a 9:00. Will that work for you?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. I'm going to put you down for 9:00. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. Okay. Do you have maybe like 2 minutes? Or do you want me to call you back later? You let me know.
Okay. No, let's go ahead and get this done, you know.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
Everything, will, you know, we can get back together at another time.
Yeah. Let's at least go over your receipt, and then what I'll do is I'll schedule a time to call you back if Monday works for you or later on, so that way I can go over. It's just like a couple other items, and then we would be done, okay? So I need you to find the one that says initial invoice. It went to you in a text message, and it also went to you in an email.
Okay.
And it might say, like, welcome, Lewis. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. And you said your middle initial is P as in Paul, right?
Peter.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure I had the right letter. Okay, I just updated it. Okay.
I've got, let's say, I've got 1, 2, 3, I got 4 text messages from you.
There should be one that says initial invoice.
It just says here are your credentials.
Not that one.
Email title, Google Verified Campaign.
That's the application.
All right. The one is just Local Splash. It's just contact info.
Not that one.
And thanks for choosing Local Splash. We sent you a copy of your invoice to the
that
email.
One.
Okay. All
right. And then do you see on there where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Just
towards the bottom of it? We sent a copy of your invoice?
Yes.
Okay. And then it says towards the bottom, please click here to accept your subscription terms. It's like 2 sentences below.
Right. I just did that.
Okay, now it takes you to a page that says at the top, Local Splash, Terms of Experience.
Right.
Scroll towards almost the very bottom. You're going to find where it shows your phone number. Okay. And then there's 3 boxes right underneath of your phone number. So those boxes, you're going to click in it. One says that you agree to receive text messages from us. The other one says that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, so you're saying it's your name on the card that you provided. And then the other one says that you acknowledge that the payments are reoccurring and automatic. And then at that very bottom, where it says confirm the signature, type your name exactly as it reads there. So just Lewis space P, no period, space, Velour, and then put those 3 capital I's for the Roman numeral.
Okay, I've done that.
And then you confirm the signature. It should open up a page that's telling you to put a username and password.
Right.
And you're there. Perfect. Don't do anything here. The username and password is where you go in and start tracking your results with us. And so I can go over that all with you. When do you want me to call you back to go over the last item?
Call me Monday.
Monday? Okay. What time for you on Monday?
Monday morning.
Okay. Do you prefer like 8:30, 9:00? 10?
Yeah, let's make it about 9 or 10.
Okay.
8:30, I'm still getting crews out, so.
Okay, so why don't I give you a call 9:30? Will that work?
That'll work.
Okay. I want to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family, Lewis. I'm super excited for you. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity.
All right. Well, it's from here on out, it's up to you to earn it, so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And so I'll call you on Monday at 9:30, and then we'll just go over the last items, okay?
All right. Thank you, Nadine.
Thank you, Lewis. Have a blessed weekend.
Man, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye.